Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast. Together we dive into the world of sci-fi and science fiction, from episodes of Star Trek, Star Wars, to The Walking Dead, Resident Evil, all the hot new science fiction movies from the back doors of Marvel or DC. The Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast. You'll never look at science fiction the same way again.
Welcome to the GSMC Sci-Fi Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. Presented on and brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. What's up, guys? What's up, people, ladies, gentlemen, dogs, cats, iguanas? So, as you know, Infinity War is coming. It's coming soon. And I'm just really excited about it. I'm really excited about it because I feel like it's going to be the movie to end all superhero movies ever. You know what I even think Marvel might do? They're not going to do this, but you know what would kill it? You know what would really kill it? Let's say like Deadpool just showed up and just killed Thanos. What? I wouldn't know what to do. I would not know what to do. But what I wanted to tell you guys today, not really tell you today, but I found out some things about Thanos, because when I used to read comic books when I was a little bit younger, like I saw Thanos, but I didn't really know a lot about him. I didn't know a lot about Thanos, but I found out a couple things about him. No super duper awesome tidbits like, did you know that Thanos's favorite cookie is a peanut butter cookie? Nothing like that at all. I did find out that he's killed more beings than any other villain in his universe. I don't really know if Thanos is from our universe or from another universe, but I feel like that's probably like a beast mode type of stat. One more thing I also find out about that stat that's probably related to that stat is that since his first appearance in Iron Man, Thanos has terrorized Marvel's heroes in ways that very few villains can claim to have done. Now, that kind of seems like a statement that's probably edited to be more family friendly, but he's terrorized Marvel superheroes in ways that no other villain can claim to have done. I don't know. That's something else. Something else that I found out was that he goes to different galaxies and universes, like fighting other people because he hopes to be killed. Like he doesn't want to just cruise the universe anymore. Like he challenges people hoping to be killed, but nobody can beat him. No one can beat Thanos. So that's why this is gonna be a really incredibly big deal. This whole Infinity War, because when you watch the preview and you're like, okay, so everyone's going to fight Thanos. That's not going to be that impressing. No, it is going to be that impressing. It's going to be very impressing because no one can fight him. No one can beat him. Another thing I found out was this: Thanos knocked out the Thing with one punch. Now, the Thing is part of the Fantastic Four. He's made of rocks. I don't know if that's that impressive, but when he knocked out the Thing, when he knocked him out, Spider-Man got scared and then he ran away. Like, Spider-Man was like, I don't want those kind of problems. I don't want those kind of problems. That would be like, I'm not sure if the Thing is as big as the Hulk or if the Hulk is as big as the Thing. I haven't seen the Thing in a long time, but Hulk is pretty strong. Like, Hulk smash. That's all you need to know. Now, I'm not sure. If that Thing fact is that impressive, because I feel like with our growth in Marvel, I don't know if the Thing is that big of a deal anymore. I mean, we saw Hulk and Thor fight on Ragnarok, and that was pretty impressive. We're not going to front like it wasn't that impressive. But I mean, after seeing Hulk just destroy certain things, should I really be impressed by the Thing? I mean, you know what? I'm not gonna diminish Thanos' accomplishments. So yeah, Thanos knocked out Thing in one punch, and it scared Spider-Man. Spider-Man doesn't really seem like scared of too many things, but I'm gonna assume that, you know, Spider-Man ran off. Then I think that that's something to be said about the intimidation factor of Thanos. So probably, I guess, every week until this movie actually drops, I'm gonna try to give you guys a little something to look forward to within the movie. Maybe introduce you to a character, or just basically get ready for this epic movie that we're gonna see, because it's gonna be the superhero movie to end all superhero movies. It will not get any better than this. I don't think so. So I'm actually not the type of person to go and see a movie like first in line or anything like that. That's not really been my thing. The last time I did do that was the second Batman movie that had Bane in it, because I thought that was going to be awesome, and it was great. It was a great story. I liked it a lot. That was the last time I like went to go see something on like the first day release or whatever. I haven't done that in a long time. This movie, I'm going to have to go see it the weekend it comes out. Why? Wait. I'm fronting. I saw Black Panther the weekend it came out, too. I did. I'm not going to front. I saw that. Me and my boys planned for that like 2 months in advance. So I have been on the hype. But the reason why I'm going to go see it early is because I don't want to hear any of the spoilers. When I'm hanging out on the Twitter, when I'm hanging out on the Book of a Face, when I'm hanging out on the Gram, I don't want to be in a situation to have to hear spoilers. I also have to make sure I deliver it to you guys in a timely manner. I'm going to go see the movie, and in case you don't see it, I got to go see it. And I will say in the beginning, I'm going to say, spoiler alert, just like that a couple times before, and then we're going to go into the movie. The whole episode is going to be about the movie, unless it's not very good. Because if the movie isn't very good, I'm not going to spend 30 minutes talking to you about a movie that's not very good. But it's going to be great, so we don't have to worry about any of those undertones. Next thing. Have you guys been watching Walking Dead? Have you guys been watching Walking Dead? I just need to know. I need to know. All right, this is going to be about the episode that was on yesterday. So that would have been April 8th. So if you're here, just be prepared that there's a spoiler on here. Are you ready? Okay, there's going to be a spoiler. So I was under the assumption. You know, wait, not the assumption. Yeah. I got to a point in this episode where I was like, wait a minute, this episode is going to be really good. Like, something's going to happen in this episode. Because a lot of it seems like we're just going in circles, you know, like back and forth between the sanctuary and the hilltop and the beach. And it's just a lot of circles and the trash people. This is a spoiler for those of you guys who don't know. This is another spoiler. I got tired of the trash people. And Negan told Simon to go to the dump. And just talk to the trash people and say, hey, trash people, like, we know that you guys were going to join teams with Rick. And, you know, it was kind of messed up and we're kind of disappointed in you guys. So what we're going to do, we're going to hit one person here with the bat. We're going to scare you, and then everyone needs to fall in line. But Simon, that's what they were supposed to do. But Simon went over there and was like, nah, we're not going to do any of that. This is what we're going to do. And Simon went over there, and I'll be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Sci-Fi Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. As I was saying, Simon went over there, emptied the whole clip, and just destroyed all the trash people, killed all of them. And that episode was That episode was kind of interesting because something happened, you know. But for a while, nothing's been happening. It's just been a massive circle. In this last episode of Walking Dead, which I actually kind of liked, Negan showed back up at the sanctuary. A few people thought that he was dead, but he popped up, right? He told Simon, "Hey, Simon, I don't appreciate the way that you just left me." Because Negan got left somewhere when everyone thought he was dead. "I don't appreciate the way that you just left me and you killed all the trash people. I don't like it." Because he found out that he killed the trash people. "I don't like it. And you know, what's going to happen is you're going to get on your knees and I'm going to kill you." Simon got down on his knees and then Negan said that you get a pass and let it all go. We were like, oh my God, I thought Negan was going to kill Simon. You know what I mean? Because Simon's been on the show for a while. And he's not like the type of staple where if he dies, you're like, oh my God, Simon died. But he's kind of someone that's there enough to be like, if he were to die, it'd be like, oh, something happened type of thing. It's unfortunate when the only thing that can happen in Walking Dead is someone can die, right? So, oh wait, I'm going to get to that. No, I'll talk about that right now. Isn't that interesting how like that show works? Like the only thing that can happen is someone has to die, right? So, Same type of thing with Scandal. I don't want to go into that, but you can watch like a certain show and say, oh my God, so-and-so is pregnant, or oh my God, so-and-so is going to get married. Like, say if you watch like, I don't know, Grey's Anatomy. Let's even say Love and Hip Hop, right? Somebody's pregnant. Somebody's married. Somebody gets a divorce. Someone got a record deal. Someone's leaving the show. But in Walking Dead, the only time we are entertained is when someone dies. Other than that, they're just fighting because it's always a fight. All we're waiting for is someone to die. Isn't that's an interesting contrast. I never really thought about when I watched that show because I'm always like, is something going to happen? And what I really mean by when I say is something going to happen, I just mean, is somebody going to die? That's all I'm really saying. Anyway, here's the thing. So Simon doesn't die that time. Simon has this idea where he's going to take over the sanctuary. He's going to just take it over. He's going to take it over, going to kill Negan. And that's what's gonna happen. And I'm sorry, you guys. I forget the guy's name with the stuff on his face. But Simon convinces him to say, "Hey, you know what, man? That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take over the sanctuary." Blah blah blah. They have a meeting. Negan comes around from a dumpster. He overhears the meeting. He says, "Hey, Simon, you betrayed me, man. What's going on?" This is just a quick rundown of what happened. "You betrayed me. What's going on?" Simon's like, "Oh, blah 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 blah." He's like, Negan says, "Okay, well, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man." So they fight 101, mano y mano. And Negan kills Simon with his bare hands. Chokes him to death on the ground. Then Negan ties him to a fence with chains. And then Simon turns because in the new Walking Dead, like for the last year, everyone turns in like 3 minutes. That's the new thing now. Now, this episode was great because stuff happened. And I like when you're watching Walking Dead and stuff happens. And what I mean by stuff happening, just something out of the ordinary. Like it can't always be we're planning for a war. It can't always be that. It can't always be we're getting ready for war. Every episode can't be we're getting ready for war. I say all of that to say this. The season finale is happening next week. The guy's name is Dwight. That's his name. The season finale is happening next week, and I want to ask you guys a question. For those of you that saw the episode, Dwight set Simon up. Dwight found out that Negan's planning an attack on the hilltop. Dwight sent a note to the hilltop to let Rick and all them know that it was popping off. Negan found out. Negan got mad at Dwight, put him in some hole. He didn't kill Dwight. More stuff is going to happen on Sunday. We'll probably see. I have a question for you guys. Do you think that that note that Dwight sent over to Rick is an ambush type of thing? Like, do you think there's a twist to that? Or is it all going to come down to Rick trusting Dwight or not? Is it going to come down to Rick and everyone getting set up by Dwight's misaction, or was this part of the setup? I just want to know, because I believe that we're in for a really good twist, because this is going to be the battle to end all battles. This season finale right here is going to be the Infinity War of Walking Dead. This is going to be it. Like, this season finale, after this season finale, I don't know. We got to go to Hawaii. We got to do something else because I can't have this anymore. This whole Negan thing has been going on since, I want to say, 2016, 2015 maybe. Let's say 2016. I don't know. It's been going on for a while. And this, the way they showed the preview, I didn't see a lot of the preview. I kind of just saw bits of it. But I feel like this may be the Infinity War. And some heads are going to roll, literally. They're going to roll. I'm excited about it. If this season finale isn't good, if it's not good, you guys, if it's not good, I might decide to take a little break from Walking Dead. Because I'm unable to do this forever war. It's an infinity war. It's an infinity war. Now, if this is the war to end all wars next Sunday, yes. Yes, we shall do it. Yes, we will do it, and it will be illy. It's going to be illy. I also want to know how they're going to tie Morgan in. I want to know how they're going to tie Morgan in the Fear of the Walking Dead. I have to know. I'm probably not going to know now. I don't know when I'm going to find out. But if they do it, well, they are going to do it. There's no if. But I have a feeling that the way they're going to tie it in, like the creativity behind it, I don't really think that I'm going to agree with it very much. I believe it's going to take a level of thinking for me that I'm not ready to handle. And I hope that when they do the tie in, that I hope that the Fear of the Walking Dead episode is an hour and a half and we spend 30 minutes finding out how Morgan got there, or the Walking Dead finale is an hour and a half and they spend the first 30 minutes talking about Morgan, how he's going to get to Fear the Walking Dead. Cause I don't understand. I don't know how they're going to pull that off. I'm not sure how that's supposed to work itself out, but I guess it'd be cool to bridge the gap. I mean, it would be cool somehow, some way. I don't mind them doing that. I just, you know what? I'm not confident in it. I'm sorry. I'm not confident. And I'm also just kind of tired of the whole war. I'm genuinely tired of the war. It was different. It was different when Rick was like battling the governor, because I feel like when Rick was battling the governor, it didn't seem like there was as many walkers. So it seemed like people just fighting for land. Kinda a little bit. Also, that girl the governor was dating like kind of escaped to the prison, and then it was almost like Troy. It was kind of like, you guys ever see the Troy movie where like this, they like just launch 1,000 ships to go get this woman back? That's kind of what was going on with the governor and Rick in a way, semi. But that time was different during Walking Dead time, and there had to be less walkers, right? Because less people were dead. This was, I don't know, 5 years ago. And over the course of 5 years, more people have died, right? We would assume that. So now there's more walkers. I have a really hard time believing. I have a very, very difficult time believing that while all this is happening in life, like not in life, in death, you know what? This is what we're going to do. I'm going to find my thought. And when I find my thought, no, I can do this. I can do this. Give me a second. While all this happened in life, while we have, I don't know, 10,000 walkers just within every square mile, right? I have a hard time believing that everyone is this mad at each other. There's no way we can just come together as a team, because there's all these zombies walking around trying to kill everybody. And I understand, I get that it's a metaphor for life, where the metaphor for life for this show is this. In case you guys didn't know, I'm going to tell you what the metaphor is. The metaphor for life is, while there's all this stuff happening, it just becomes part of your environment. So, for example, people still go to work in the rain, right? A couple days ago, it was pouring for like a whole day, and everyone still had to go to work. Some people did. I mean, if you're a mailman, no, they did. Do they deliver mail in the rain? I don't know. I know the meter maids don't work because I didn't get any tickets. So thanks, meter maids. But when it's raining, everyone still has to go to work. You just slow down on the freeway. Some of you guys speed up because you're silly. But you keep going through life. No matter what happens, you just keep going, right? And that's what raindrops during your day, they're represented by the walkers on Walking Dead. No matter what's happening around you, just keep going on about your day. And human conflict doesn't change just because of other variables. But it should if there's dead people walking around. It really should, right? But I guess it's a further metaphor for life, because we have these incredibly bad neighborhoods where people kill each other, right? Kill each other, do crack, do drugs. And people just still going about their days like, la, la, la. Step over a crackhead and go to work. La, 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 la. And so Walking Dead is a metaphor for life in that sense. However, I feel like when the variable is something you can help, like these zombies. So the zombies are all against the humans, period. Zombies aren't fighting zombies. They're not. So there should be some type of way where the humans come together and fight against the zombies. So, like, that's kind of why I'm tired of the war part. I need to get back to the point where Rick and the Rick group are, like, trying to find new places to live. And while they're finding places to live, they run into people by accident. But while they're just beefing over different land, that's kind of boring. That's kind of boring to me, honestly. I need them moving around. I need that back. I gotta get that whole thing back with them shifting and finding places and running into people. I need that. That's why I like Fear the Walking Dead a little bit better, because they keep it moving. Like, they're moving around a lot. Even though they're in Mexico right now somewhere, they're always moving. But to be stagnant, fighting over land that's like miles apart while there's zombies everywhere, you know what? You guys just do you over there. We'll just do us over here. You know? It's kind of silly. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to take a quick break. And when I get back, I'm going to tell you guys why the zombie apocalypse is a distraction. Be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Sci-Fi Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. So I was saying that the zombie apocalypse is it's kind of a distraction, and not really a distraction. Not like you guys are paying attention to a zombie apocalypse while someone is eating all the peanut butter out of your pantry, because nothing is worse than when someone eats all the peanut butter out of your pantry. What I mean when I say it's a distraction is this. It's a distraction because when the end of the world comes, it will not be zombies that are going to get us. It will not be zombies. It's not going to happen, because as far as like zombies go, I feel like we will work together as humans as like one massive like co-op, one conglomerate to just walk to have the zombies walk off a cliff. And as time goes on, the zombies would, I feel like they would decay more. And as they like decayed more and more, there wouldn't be that many of them. I think that if everyone got together, if everybody got together, everyone, maybe like all of the sanctuary and all of the hilltop, if they got together and got shovels and got ropes and they all just dug one really big hole, they dug a really, really big hole, a big hole. I mean, probably like 20 feet deep, about 20 feet deep and 50 feet wide. Everyone got a shovel and they put a speaker on the bottom of it. They could just have a whole bunch of zombies like walk into this hole and just have them walk into the hole. Remember that one time when Rick and them try to bring that massive trail of zombies from that hole? They try to just have them like leave that hole, and they were able to make all the move. They could just do that. All the humans could work together to get that done. So that's what's not going to stop us. What's going to stop us are robots and raccoons. I'm telling you, these robots and raccoons. There was a clip online the other day of a robot doing a backflip. The robot did a backflip, and then there's another one of a robot carrying a box. And there's another one of this robot that's on like all fours opening a door. And when you try to close the door, you can open it. And what I just saw was there in Ohio, there's these raccoons. They don't have rabies. They have something else. And the doctors don't know what to call it because they're acting differently. The raccoons are out during the daytime and they're acting differently. I don't know if the raccoons are on bath salts. I'm not sure what's going on, but the end of the world will be the rise of raccoons and robots, because we're making the robots smarter and smarter, and we will not be able to stop them. All our technology, all of our everything is going to come to an end because of robots. All of it. I promise you. It's a true story. Have you ever seen Terminator? It's going to be like that. It'll be like that. Because right now, here's the thing. I was online. What was I just doing? I was online the other day, and I was listening to like one of my favorite shows on the radio, on iHeartRadio, on my phone. And then a few seconds later, my Google was like, hey, do you want to buy this thing? You want to buy this shirt? And the shirt was on an advertisement that was on my iHeartRadio. And I understand it's really small. Like, well, duh, Ryan, well, the phone runs the app. The phone runs the app that you're listening to. So why wouldn't the phone know what kind of advertisement was on the app? I know what you're thinking. But what I'm saying is it's that easy. It's what I mean is that subliminal encouragement is that simple. You know what I'm listening to, so you know what to show me. Oh, my God. Can you imagine when they take over the world, all they're going to do is show us a whole bunch of stuff and we're going to get distracted. Think of every single YouTube video. Think of your favorite YouTube video that you watch that distracts you. Think about the type of video someone can show you that distracts you. We all have our guilty pleasures. I'm not a YouTube guy. Like, I'm not someone that's in your face every 35 seconds like, hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. But there are certain things in certain interviews that will catch my eye or will catch my interest while I'm minding my own business. Can you imagine if the robots just randomly just keep sending us YouTube videos, we won't be able to get anything done. Then you got these raccoons that are out during the daytime and they can open doors. It's going to be a cold world. It's going to be a cold world. With that, I'm just going to tell you guys to watch out for yourselves. Just watch out, because the end of the world will not come from zombies. It will come from raccoons and robots. You heard her here first. R&R, not rest and relaxation, but raccoons and robots. When I get back next week, I'm going to tell you guys what happened with the Walking Dead Infinity War. I'm going to give you guys a recap on a Black Mirror episode that I saw. And I'm also going to, and I have a surprise. I'm not going to tell you what it's going to be, but I have a surprise for you. It's going to be a great surprise. As always, live long, prosper, watch out for potholes.